BBC News with Jerry Smith. The US and Britain have agreed that the suspected use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government cannot go unchallenged. US officials are understood to have results from blood and urine samples which indicate that chlorine and a nerve agent were used in the Syrian town of Douma. Donald Trump's presidency has been described by the former FBI director James Comey as a forest fire which can't be contained by ethical leaders within the government. In the first extracts from his memoir, Mr. Comey also likens Mr. Trump, who sacked him, to a mafia boss, untethered to the truth. The Supreme Court in Pakistan has ruled that the former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif should be banned from politics for life. He was ordered to step down last year amid corruption allegations. The UN is holding a donor conference in Geneva today to raise $1.7 billion for the Democratic Republic of Congo, where it says there's a major humanitarian crisis. But the Congolese government has refused to attend, accusing the UN of exaggerating the problem. President Lenin Moreno of Ecuador has given a renegade rebel group a deadline to prove that two journalists and a driver they abducted 3 weeks ago are still alive. He warned of action if the rebels fail to meet the deadline. The founding father of the gaming industry in Macau, Stanley Ho, is to step down from running his gambling empire at the age of 96. Mr. Ho, one of Asia's richest men, transformed the former Portuguese colony from a sleepy peninsula to the world's biggest casino centre in terms of revenue. He'll hand over to his daughter, Daisy. A painting by the artist Marc Chagall is being returned to its rightful owners, 30 years after it was stolen from a property in New York. The FBI says the painting, Othello and Desdemona, was recovered last year when it was offered to the owner of an art gallery, who became suspicious. BBC News.